I'd babysat plenty over my teenage years and into early adolescence. It was always the same. Kids are asleep, or will be soon. Emergency numbers are on the fridge. Feel free to use the TV as long as it's on low. Oh, and when we get back in 2 to 5 hours, the husband can drive you home. Whether he stares openly or tries to avoid eye contact, the tent in his pants always gives away his imagination. He's always a creep, though, and not in the kind of flattering and sexy but scary way, just the gross way. You're different. You'd been nothing but polite and charming, but respectful when I'd arrived. But by the time you got home, you were almost disheveled looking, hair a mess and eyes glittering with some playful thought or another. Your wife looked exhausted, and equally must. She barely looked at me as she handed me the couple of bills she thought would cover the cost of my services for the night. Little did either of us know, you were going to give me so much more. The wife went upstairs. We stood across from each other, silently locking eyes. Audible conversation unnecessary. We heard her get to the top of the stairs, open your bedroom door, shut it. You nodded your head towards the garage, and I followed silently behind you. You didn't get into the driver's seat or open the door on my side. You didn't even flick on the light. I didn't know what was happening, but my body understood. Your eyes in the hall had been magnetic, and I felt your pull bring me closer until it was in front of you. Your head ducked, whispering in my ear, stubble brushing the soft lobe, breath swirling on the sensitive skin of my neck. You tell me that this is what I want, and you wait for me to correct you. My silence encourages you, your hand gripping my hip, you yank me closer. Your pelvis presses against me, and I feel the rock-solid pressure of your dick against my tummy. I do want this. I didn't know it or how bad, but feeling you against me set me off. Knowing you wanted me was a delicious thing. Knowing you were going to have me was the sweetest anticipation I'd ever felt. Your face turned to mine, leaned close, lips millimeters apart. That damn stubble brushing against my own lips. Kiss me, I breathed. You want me to kiss you? Yes. You want Daddy to kiss you? Beyond words already. Should I give the princess a kiss? Whispered. The stillness around us was heavy. Pleat. Your mouth hot on mine. Pressure, pressure, pressure. Tongue in my mouth, mine in yours. Nipping at my lips, sucking on yours. Keeping you from pulling too far away. Hands on both hips. Pressure. Legs coming up against something solid behind me. Pressure. Hotter. More. You turn me around. Hands snaking around my waist to pop the button and yank the zipper of my jeans down. My front against the blanket-covered hood, pressure. Your hand on my back, pressure. The grind of our still-clothed bodies, pressure. Your cock against my ass. Pants pushed down far enough, boxers thwarted. You pushed your delicious cock into my soaking mess of a cunt. Pressure, pump, pressure, push. Pressure, pull, pressure, faster, daddy, God, heart, fuck me, fuck me. I need it, daddy, come on. Haven't I been a little slut looking so goddamn edible yet being so off limits? Don't I deserve the punishment of your hips slapping hard against my ass? Doesn't your little girl need her lesson that she's daddy's? Show me who I belong to. Showing up dressed like a slut just to tease you is naughty, wasn't it? Fuck. Right there. Yes. Oh, yes. The car alarm could have been going off, but we wouldn't have noticed. Your wife can definitely hear my manic screaming, my giggling as you fuck into me harder and harder. I squeezed even tighter around your cock, my pussy wanting it to never leave. Stay inside me, fill me, mark me. So you do.